Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities, hosting planning seminars at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd in Watseka, Illinois, and at 3 p.m. Wednesday, March 4th in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve and Treasury Department today announced the launch of a lending facility for consumer-backed debt that they say potentially will generate up to $1 trillion in lending. The New York Federal Reserve Bank will lend up to $200 billion to owners of AAA-rated asset-backed securities supported by new and recently originated auto loans, credit card loans, student loans, and government-guaranteed small business loans. Kuwait's oil minister today says it is still too early to decide on a fresh output cut by OPEC, and any such step has to take the status of the global economy into account. The oil minister said that the exporter would propose a new supply cut later in the month when OPEC is due to meet, only if it was an appropriate decision to make. OPEC's next meets to set the supply policy on March 15th in Vienna. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 68.11. It's up 48 points. The NASDAQ 1336 is up 38. The S&P 500 is at 707, and it is up now 7.25 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 10th. That's just 1 week from today for the 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook Meeting. Full details on the website at WILLAG.org. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting. The Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investment Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Well, if you just heard the report from NPR about the drought situation in California, there is some, well, some encouraging news. We have a big Pacific storm that's going to be bringing some rain and snowpack to that area that, again, has been in severe to exceptional drought, actually severe to extreme. The exceptional drought seems to have diminished, but especially across Northern California and in through the valleys of Central California, they're in at least severe, and Northern California in extreme drought. The entire state is at least abnormally dry, with one exception, the extreme northwest corner of California. That dry water situation or low water level situation spreads across most of the western states. Arizona does seem to be in pretty decent shape, except for northern portions in the mountains of Arizona where they're abnormally dry. And then the other area of the country that has been just extremely dry, the extreme to exceptional drought, does persist across central and southern Texas. And of the two locations, it looks like California has a better chance of picking up some significant precipitation. And again, the computer models seem to indicate several more storms coming off the Pacific, boosting the mountain snowpack and providing much-needed recharge to streams and reservoirs across California. But it's obviously not a drought buster, but it should improve the short-term situation. Again, as far as Texas, they will continue to see mainly dry weather. They'll have some chances for a little bit of light precipitation over the upcoming week to 10 days, but generally doesn't look like they're going to be in decent shape. Now, areas where we talk about all the time, Argentina and Brazil. Rain is expected to be widespread in Argentina starting in the middle of the week. Amounts could range up to an inch to an inch and a half in some areas, but there are possibilities of up to 4-inch rain totals across northeastern Cordoba through central and south southern Santa Fe into northern Buenos Aires and southern Entre Rios. Southwestern Uruguay will also get some of the heavy rainfall. Argentina will see drier weather evolving towards the second half of the week through the weekend and into early next week. None of the precipitation that does occur over the weekend is expected to be very substantial, and net drying will be the rule there. There are indications that they could see a couple of waves of light precipitation moving across the Argentinian crop areas over the next the middle and latter parts of next week and into the following weekend. If that does occur, that precipitation would be welcome and supportive of the later season crop development. In Brazil, warmer temperatures and restricted precipitation were noted across much of the crop country in Brazil. Net drying will continue in most of the country through the end of this work week. Some showers are expected to develop on any given day, but rainfall that does result is not expected to counter the evaporative losses. Showers and thunderstorms will increase across center-south and in through northern Brazil during the weekend, continuing into early next week, and a return of a more typical March weather pattern is expected with daily showers and thunderstorms scattering across a fair amount of the crop areas of Brazil. The two-week weather environment appears to be pretty good for the crops. Early maturing grain and oil seeds should be harvested more aggressively with this week's drier weather, while immature crops will develop normally from the favorable subsoil moisture. Immature crops will also benefit from the increasing rainfall this weekend and into early next week. The Midwest, no significant crop damage was suspected this morning in the heart of the soft wheat areas of the Midwest, despite the snow-free conditions and extreme low temperatures in single digits and teens. It does look like we are in for a more active weather pattern starting up this weekend and on and off through the next week, with most areas seeing a pretty good rainfall across the entire Midwest. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 542.5, up 1.75. Last trade up 1.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 496.25, up 1.5. Last trade up 3.75. May 506.75, up 3/4. Last trade down 1. July 518 unchanged. Last trade down 2.25. March corn opened at 343, down 0.5. Last trade up 0.5. May 349, down 1.25. Last trade up 1. July 358.5, down 1. Last trade up 0.5. December 378.5, down 1.75. Last trade up 3/4. March beans open at 846.5, down 2. Last trade up 2.75. May 842.25, down 1.75. Last trade up 3.5. July 842.5, down 4. Last trade up 1.25. November 791, down 2. Last trade up 1. March soybean meal open at 267, down 80. Last trade down 60. March soybean oil open at 30.20, up 10. Last trade up 21. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Based on everything I see, it looks like we're headed for a more muted open than we had yesterday.
Yeah, we look like we could actually open higher today. If not, we'd open mixed and be back and forth. The outside markets, the dollar is down. The Dow index is up, the crude oil is up, and those things all would try to push things higher. China overnight didn't suffer losses like we did here, and they're one of the main players there. And the wheat crop came in on yesterday afternoon as more poor and very poor. Texas is at 63, poor and very poor, and Kansas is only 50% good to excellent.
And yet the wheat market was down overnight.
Right. It was mixed. And they're calling it down 1 to up 2, but wheat was mixed overnight.
So what do you think about the longer-term hopes and for this marketplace as we head into planting season? How are you reading where we're going to be zigging and zagging?
I think the zigging and zagging is going to be pushed from the outside on the economic news that we hear, and that's been the case for a while now. If we do not have any better economic news, I see us continuing to go sideways to lower and trying new lows down the road. I just don't see it going higher without some good economic news.
Do you believe that we will test December lows before we perhaps get a bounce up?
It wouldn't surprise me a bit. We're not that far away from them. In corn and beans, we already went through them yesterday.
And go ahead and give us then your opens for the day.
All righty. We have corn being called anywhere from unchanged to up 4. That's soybeans, mm-hmm. anywhere from unchanged to up 4. Corn unchanged to up 2. Wheat down 1 to up 2. And expect a mixed trade back and forth, not just one-sided.
And over at the livestock pits?
We're at the livestock pits, mixed.
All right, Pete. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Go to our website for further analysis and reports. You can do that at WILLAG.org. You also can subscribe to our podcasts there. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.